Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And on today's program, some music enjoyed by Joan the Mad, A Little Kachaturian, Evelyn Glennie, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. But we are going to begin, well, it comes after eight, it starts with a B, with some music by Bartok. This next work, his Divertimento, Four Strings, was written in the dark years of the Second World War. And it was a commission, actually, from the Swiss conductor, Paul Sacher. Back in 1934, Bartok wrote, "Virtually everything I have been commissioned. Luckily, the work went well. I finished it in 15 days. Okay, that is an accomplishment. This was a creatively rich period for Bartok. He had just finished his work on his violin concerto and went on to write his sixth quartet. Today, we're going to reap the benefits of his creativity and joined by none other than the Academy of St. Martin in the Field with Sir Neville Mariner. This is the middle movement, the Molto Adagio from Bartok's Divertimento for String Orchestra. Thank you. a beautiful performance. You can definitely hear the underscore of war and strife. And that was the Molto Adagio from Bartók's Divertimento for String Orchestra, written in the midst of World War II. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Okay, let's combine it all. Music, madness, and mayhem. Will they all come into play in the artistry of the ensemble La Nef? Some musical offerings entitled Music for Joan the Mad, the Queen of Spain. Now, she was not destined, actually, to take the throne, but the death of her brother and sister and disappearance of her mother, a little suspicious there, forced her to become queen at the age of 25. Her insanity, or some say lack thereof, has always been the subject of controversy, but the music and her passion remains an undisputed fact. From the disc, Music of Joan the Mad, here is the ensemble La Nef. La Nef and music from the CD Joan the Mad, and some pretty good guitar licks in there as well. That was music from early 16th century Spain. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist, well, from the first time I heard her, she blew my mind and continues to amaze me. It is the artistry of Evelyn Glennie. She is coined as being the best female drummer, best deaf drummer, best barefoot drummer, and inspirational speaker. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And she was one of the first solo percussionists to actually emerge in the 20th century and create a phenomenal independent career. She definitely does demonstrate that the power of music flows through all parts of the body. Being profoundly deaf since the age of 12, she does perform in bare feet just in order to feel the music. But I think that's an excellent idea for all of us. She's got lots of honorary doctorates and has been playing with all the best. Here is Dame Evelyn Glennie, a champion of percussion. doesn't wake you up, I'm not quite sure what will. Excellent performance by Dame Evelyn Glennie on percussion. And that was a couple selections from James McMillan's Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. And you know what? Let's get to it before the hour is up. In an excited way, it is oboe music time. Today, some music from François Devien. Devien was born back in 1759, and he was multitasking. He learned to play the flute, oboe, and bassoon at an early age. Basically, he cornered the whole wind section. Now, at the middle age, I guess, of 20, he was playing for the Paris Opera and went on to become a sergeant in the military band. He wrote a lot of music, and his six sonatas for oboe and basso continuo are actually transcriptions of those that are originally written for flute. Well, once again, flute, oboe, we share the repertoire. Today we're going to hear his sonata, number 5 in D minor. This is a lovely performance by Peter Bree and Roderick Shaw.
Thank you.
Wow, an excellent performance. Peter Bree, joined by Broderick Shaw. That was Divine Sonata for Oboe and Piano in D minor. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we have maybe a controversial but a very colorful composer coming up, Aram Khachaturian. Now, his incidental music to Masquerade was written back in 1941, another, turbulent time of war, for a production of a play of the same name by the poet Mikhail Lermontov. This was premiered again in 1941 in the five-movement suite. Now, the waltz, which we're going to hear, is particularly interesting, but it gave the composer some trouble in its creation. As quoted, he says, Moved by the words of the play's heroine, Nina, how beautiful the waltz is, something between sorrow and joy gripping my heart. The composer struggled to find the balance in that theme that he considered at the time beautiful and new. Well, it's perhaps not new today, but we do have a great performance by the Philharmonia Orchestra with Khachaturian himself conducting. You can definitely hear the strife in some of that music. That was Cacciatore himself conducting. That was a waltz, believe it or not, from his Masquerade Suite. And he was joined by the Philharmonia Orchestra. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm so excited. I don't know if everyone's aware, but VIFF is coming up, the Vancouver International Film Festival. And there is a great thing for all of you classical people out there. Pianoforte is proves to be an excellent movie. And there's screenings on the 30th of September and the 3rd of October. And if for some of you that don't know, it's a very competitive world out there to become an excellent classical musician. And this is the renowned International Chopin Competition. This has launched a lot of people's careers, and this is a great behind the scenes and full on show. So for more information, you can always call VIFF, VIFF.org. And just a little, there's quite some more excellent for all of you up and coming composers who want to write for film. There's a great performance coming up on October 7th at the Annex. And that is going to showcase some of the new composers of film. And since I've been talking, you know, I always will say when I watch a movie, I don't watch, I listen. And that's where you composers come in. And so we're going to come off on a little happier note than some of the other pieces today. And hey, let's experience the jungle. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time. And do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. Coming up next. Thank you.